going deep. I feel like Kalo on the Miami Heat. The words I speak off this sheet are like a three-peat. I don't just hop on a track, I bring running cleats. I'm a player for real, more than an athlete. Let my mama tell it, could have ran for the Senate. Instead I penned it for Donovan Bennett. I'm cemented, this a deep dive. In your headphones or a long drive, up close and personal, just like you courtside. There ain't no out of bounds here, no offsides. We going live in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You are now tuned in to Going Deep with Donovan Bennett.
This is the Going Deep Podcast. I am Donovan Bennett, and this is a special episode for you because I'm actually going to be spending some time in the field live and on location. I went to the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, to learn all about Climate Pledge Arena and the many green initiatives the arena and the Seattle Kraken are doing, and how maybe other teams and leagues will follow suit. April is Earth Month. April 22nd is Earth Day. So please be cognizant of your usage. Hopefully this piece that we produced for you will give you some small tools and tips to make sure that we have a green planet and a future planet for us all to enjoy. Let's go deep on Climate Pledge Arena, leading the way on all things green.
I'm in Seattle, Washington, in the beautiful Pacific Northwest.
DG for Donovan!
Not just to catch fish at the famous Pike Place Market, although that was so cool. I'm here to get a tour of Climate Pledge Arena to learn how the home of the Seattle Kraken became the first net zero certified arena in the entire world. I'm meeting up with the Kraken's SVP of Sustainability and Transportation, the homie Rob Johnson.
Hey, Rob.
Donovan, welcome to Seattle.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm getting the Seattle experience. Let's go to a Kraken game.
I can't wait.
And Rob is taking me on the Seattle Kraken fan journey.
What's great about every Kraken game is that it comes with a free public transit pass. Have you downloaded our app yet?
No.
Okay, let's get you started.
All right.
Okay, so now we're going to go to the ticketing app. So the great thing about us is that we connect a transit pass to your Ticketmaster account.
A free transit ticket so I don't have to worry about driving or parking. Free is my favorite price. Thank you very much. The Kraken and Climate Pledge Arena have enlisted a public transit subsidy that is good for any ticketed event in the building. About 20% of all attendees use public transit. It bumps up to 25% for Kraken game by building a first-of-its-kind connection between Ticketmaster and transit agencies in the region. Fans can automatically get a transit pass through the arena's app for any one of the area's 6 transit providers. By taking advantage of this great service, fans help to reduce the carbon footprint for each event and help the planet. It's a win-win.
Okay, here we are.
Okay.
We'll wait here for the D or the 1 or the 2 line, which generally looks like this should be coming around any minute. So, Donovan, welcome to Climate Pledge Arena. We're so proud to have you here today.
So, you're telling me this is all electric?
This is an incredible building. There's a lot of history here. You know, we're a historic landmark, so we're standing underneath a roof that is 44 million pounds and is a national historic landmark. We're standing next to glass that was put in the building in 1962. Was taken away and then brought back in after construction ended. And yeah, this building is powered 100% by electricity and 100% by renewable energy.
So what does that look like? What do you need to do to make that be so?
Well, it means that the dehumidification system for the ice, it means that the hot water system, the HVAC system, the whole building runs exclusively on electricity. We've got a small-scale solar array just right here in the Alaska Airlines atrium and across the street on our parking garage that generates about 0.5% of the energy consumed by the building. And then the rest of that energy comes from new renewable sources thanks to our local city utility.
So for a building this size, I assume that makes this a one-of-one?
We're an incredible building in that way. We hope we're not a one-of-one. We hope we're providing a beacon of sustainability for a lot of other venues to follow. But we're really proud to have been the first in the world to have achieved some really major milestones. Right across the way from us is our sustainability certification wall, which I've never been to another arena that has had multiple sustainability certifications they put on the wall, the most important of which to us is something called a zero carbon certification from the International Living Futures Institute. The way you get that is you have to have no fossil fuels in your building, be powered 100% by electricity, have some on-site renewable energy, and most importantly, account for 100% of the carbon emissions associated with your building and offset those on an annual basis. We're the first in the world and the largest building to have ever achieved that certification, and we're really, really proud of it. I cannot wait to introduce you to Cody and Matt and our ice crew who are harvesting rain from the roof and turning it into the greenest ice in the NHL. Okay, so Donovan, we're down here at the event level, okay. And I want you to meet the man, the myth, the legend, Cody Bateman.
Hey.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice
to see you, Rob.
Nice to see you, my friend. Let's talk about the all-electric Zambonis, Cody.
Well, these are all-electric machines that are run by lithium-ion batteries. That's basically what's the main drive engine, I guess, that actually runs the machine. The rest of the drivetrain is just like a normal Zamboni, so it's basically just a battery that runs a AC motor that drives the machine. And it's just a rechargeable, zero emissions, maintenance-free. The drivetrain on the machine is the same as it is on a normal Zamboni, just the part that actually makes the actual engine is just an electric motor that drives the machine. Lithium ion batteries are faster recharging, so we can actually do more resurfaces in a day than the old lead acid battery machines. Zamboni's been making these for about 5 years or so, and the technology has changed quite immensely in the last 15 years, I'd probably say, as far as batteries go. But everything else on the machine operates exactly like a Zamboni. The only difference is these are just batteries.
And you just plug these bad boys in just right here?
Yep. So there's a charging station that's just right around the corner there, and there's a cord that goes in and plugs right into the main battery inside the machine that's encased in a safe little box there up front. That's pretty much it.
Anxiety for anyone who drives electric is charge time. How long does it take for these guys to charge?
So it's super fast. I mean, you can charge them whenever they're at 90%, and they'll be at 100% in 15 minutes. You know, we don't really run them down too far. The furthest I think we've ran them down is when we were doing an ice out to about 15%, and it was about 45 minutes or so, an hour before they were fully charged back up. That's the bonus of having lithium ion batteries.
So Cody, the Zambonis are incredible, but almost equally incredible is our rain to rink system. Should we go talk about the greenest ice in the NHL?
Sure, we can totally go talk about that.
Let's go this way.
Cody Bateman is an ice guru. Since Seattle's ice is formed by harvested rainwater, Cody and his crew had to learn to keep the building operating at its most efficient while keeping the ice at the highest NHL standard.
So, rain is not an issue here. You have an abundance of water. What's the process from literally capturing it to getting it on ice?
So basically the way it works is the west side roof, which is there, basically it rains, and as the rain comes down, it's captured, right? It's captured on the west side of the roof, and it goes down into a cistern that's buried on the west side plaza. It's a 15,000-gallon cistern. So basically it runs down the side of that, goes down a hole, goes through a vortex that filters it all out, kind of gets rid of all the seagull feathers and all that type of stuff, and then it goes into the tank. And then out of the tank, it gets pumped from the west side plaza all the way down through the building into the Zamboni room, into the filtration system that's in the back. And inside that filtration system, there's a UV light and a couple other like micron filters that filter out all your, organics and, weird stuff that's in the water. And then it goes into a main holding tank. And inside of that holding tank, it goes from that holding tank all the way around to another filtration system. And then through that filtration system, it goes into a huge day make tank that's actually our ice make tank. And then after that, it's pumped into the Zambonis, and then you get that.
And how long is that process from rain hitting to hitting the ice?
Pretty quickly, but we probably use between 3,500 to 5,000 gallons of water a day on an average game day here. And cisterns, like I said, 15,000 gallons. Sometimes a year we blow through a lot more water than we actually have. So once it switches from that, it goes to like the domestic side of water, which still goes through a filtration system, and we use that instead.
So there's different times a year where you need more ice than others. How does that change what you do via capture?
Oh, you got to plan it out a little bit more. The use of the water is quite extensive as far as like what we do with it, but obviously in August here, like you don't get nearly as much rain, and you have to kind of plan ahead of what we're doing. So then we're using the regular domestic water that everybody else uses, and then we filter that, and then we make it. And then these times of year, we're getting like today, we're probably having an overflow inside of it because there's so much rain. So it's just, you know, kind of times of year kind of dictate it. And by the time we hit May, you know, June, hopefully, if we're still playing in June, then we'll kind of be back to the domestic side after that.
Everywhere I go in this building, it's a one of one in terms of sustainability. Is that true for this in terms of what's being done in the NHL?
This is the only arena in the NHL that harvests rainwater for its actually ice-making process.
Pretty impressive.
How many thousands of gallons do you think that we've harvested and used to resurface the ice, Cody?
We're over 300,000 gallons. I think we're around 330,000 gallons as of today, which is quite a bit of water since we've been into season four now. So quite a bit of water we've used.
So, Cody, thanks a ton for taking the time on a busy game day. Cody, we'll leave you here, and we'll get on to the next stop.
Thank you. Go Kraken.
Good to see you, pal. All right, Donovan, here we are back inside Climate Pledge Arena. Yeah. It's game time, as you can tell. A lot of great energy in the building. Puck's going to drop here soon. But I wanted to make sure you got a real look behind the curtain tonight. So I want B to take you down to the sustainability room so you can really see the action behind the scenes and what it takes to be a zero waste facility.
Lovely.
Any questions before we head down there?
This is amazing to see the building full of life. I want to see the people working downstairs to make sure that it's full of life and clean as well.
Let's go take a look.
All right.
This is Brianna Treat, the Director of Sustainability for Climate Pledge Arena, who Rob has told me is a zero waste expert. She and her team implement processes to ensure that they run as a functionally zero waste facility. And zero waste means they divert over 90% of all the arena's materials away from a landfill. How? Good question. It's actually simpler than you think.
So you might want to put some gloves on and an apron if you don't want to get your nice jacket
okay.
dirty.
All right.
So we've got our apron to protect us from all of the mess that can splatter, and we got our gloves to keep us safe.
I like it. I feel like I'm part of the team.
So we've made it really easy for you. So we follow what we call an Alice in Wonderland method. So if you eat from it, it's compostable, and if you drink from it, it's recyclable.
Okay.
Now, there are other items that don't fit that script, like cardboard boxes from our deliveries, mm-hmm. but for the most part, anything coming down from the concourse follows that Alice in Wonderland method to make it that much easier for our sorting team to sort through 10 tons of waste for every event.
So wait, how much waste for every
10
event?
10 to 12 tons of waste for every event, whether that's a Kraken game or a concert. So picture 10 elephants stacked up in this room. That's the amount of waste that these folks down here are sorting through every single night to make sure that we reach our zero waste goals.
How many elephants?
About 10 to 12.
And they're doing that in a 3-4 hour span?
So we have two shifts, first shift and second shift. So we try to finish it all in the second shift before the next event starts. Because if we have a Kraken game and a concert, we have only about 4 to 5 hours to flip the building and clean up all the waste from the night previous. So we want to make sure we're as efficient as possible.
Wow.
So you want to get started?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
So let's start with this cardboard. Obviously, this is recyclable. All cardboard in the building is recyclable unless it's completely dirty. So what we'll do is we'll toss it in the recycling compactor. And this is the compost compactor. So all food goes in here, all recyclables go in here.
Okay.
So think metals and cardboard, and then think food-related items for compost, right?
Metals and cardboard, food.
That's right. So like, for example, juice, recycling.
Drink
so
from
we toss it?
It
in here.
Recycling.
We drink okay. from it, we recycle it. Now this is a compost bag, so we'll want to split this one open,
okay.
just like our sorters do, and see what kind of compost waste that we have in here. And all of this are items that we eat from, right? Yes. So that means all of these items in here go directly into the compost bin. If we just take a little peek, I don't see any aluminum. I don't see any other items that don't belong in the compost bin. So this is a clean bag. So this means we can throw this whole compostable bag in the composting compactor.
Well done, Seattle. You got it right.
We made it easy. We simplified our procurement.
Yes. Wow. Good job, Seattle.
Awesome.
Cool. I spy with my little eye one thing that you don't eat.
That's right.
So this goes
into the recycling.
All right. Kobe.
Great. Great. Right.
The arena has achieved the highest waste diversion rate of any sports venue in the world by earning true platinum certification, the highest level that can be awarded. Programs like on-site sorting, eliminating single-use plastic from the marketplaces, and ensuring that the team compost and recycle or use close to 92% of all the materials that are generated here help make it a zero-waste facility.
Donovan, it was super fun having you here tonight. I hope you learned something. I hope you had a good time.
Man, I am so impressed with the intentionality, but also the efficiency of everything you're doing in this building. But I'm also angry that I don't get this experience in every sporting arena that I go to. Thank you so much for walking.
Kyle, it was great meeting you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to have you back sometime soon.
Oh, I appreciate you so much.
Thanks so much to Rob and Brianna and Cody and the entire team, not just the Kraken team, but the team that keeps Climate Pledge Arena live and vibrant and, most importantly, clean. Would love to see more facilities do the same. That's it for us here on Going Deep. This was a bit different, but hopefully a useful and entertaining edition of the show. We've got a lot of great ones for you coming up. May, as we turn the calendar, is Asian Heritage Month, so expect some real cool and interesting storytelling around the impact of many Asian sports influencers in 2025. Talk to you soon.